Happy Election Day, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. I'm your host, Pam Price. Today is such an exciting day in the United States, and I cannot wait to see who the winner is. Family, if you want to join the conversation, please call 914-219-0892. Again, 914-219-0892. So, family, as we start this day, I know most voting centers have already opened on the East Coast. And as you get out to vote, please know if you are undecided and you feel that neither candidate is one that you really want to vote that you want to vote for, just remember today's a special day within the United States where we cast our votes for the next president and also a lot of the congressional and House seats, a lot of things that will affect our community. So this is not only just about the president, but it's also about how things, who will oversee what happens within our community. And also, I believe in some locations, there are special elections. But regardless of where you stand, just remember that today the right to vote has been, you know, people fought and died for to have this right to let your voice be heard. So fine, if you feel that you don't want anyone, that you don't want to waste your time on casting a vote, that's fine too. But those of you who are out there, kudos to you. Please be safe. Please be respectful to others who are out there trying to do the same thing, because not everybody is going to follow your thought on who they believe is the best candidate to lead this country and also lead your state in a lot of issues which are also on the ballot. Please, family, please stay warm, because I know a lot of places it's very cold today. Stay warm. Remember the social distancing. Be respectful to each other as we go out today and cast this vote. And tonight, or maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday, we'll find out who our president is. So I don't like to mix a lot of politics with what Ellen Foundation and what this show stands for. But I just want to share my thoughts here. And this is just to give you something to think about as you move forward for today, that as you cast your ballot and you look at the candidates that are before you, just remember where our nation is today. Just think about, who do you believe in your heart is going to be the best candidate to lead our nation out of its perils? I know our nation always goes through a lot of ups and downs. I mean, that's just part of life. But right now, as you look at our nation as a whole, COVID is on the rise. A lot of places are going into the second wave. I know it has not really hit us yet. The COVID deaths are unimaginable, the amount of people who have lost their lives to COVID. Think about where we are with unemployment. Who is going to be the best candidate to turn this thing around and get us out of this issue with unemployment? Our families are not who are struggling to meet their needs. And as I listen to all the stations and all the pundits and all these things that are going on, everybody, yes, the middle class is just so important, because the middle class bears the brunt of a lot of things that are happening. But we also have to be mindful of those who are below the poverty level. Your vote counts as well, and also those who are below the poverty level are also the backbone of this country. They do a lot of jobs that most people do not want to do. So as you cast your ballot today, think about not only just the middle class, but those who are living below the poverty level, who get out every day to do the jobs that no one wants to do, to make it easier for us to go through each day. So take that into consideration as you cast your vote. And also, who's going to take care of the country as a whole? Who is going to, settle down of the country? Right now, there's so much civil unrest within the country, within the states, within the families about what is happening. Who has the perfect temperament to settle this down? Who has the perfect way to lead our country back to a place where we are respected? Our country is, personal opinion, I don't believe that our country is respected anymore, not like it used to be. And I know times have changed, and of course, everything changes, and we have to evolve with the times. But through it all, there are so many things that are happening outside of the United States that we also will need to have our allies and just think about it. Think about everything. Who is going to be the perfect person to take care of everything? Not everybody's perfect. No, not at all. Not everybody is, not everything is going to be addressed in the first year or maybe even the second year. But as you look at it as a whole, who is the right person to turn everything around? So please be mindful as you are out there. So I just also want to come before you and just pray for our country, as so many things are happening leading into today, and not even just in our country, around the world, with a lot of the earthquakes. And these yesterday there were just so many numerous shootings at people who were just trying to pray or just out. Our place, things are just so crazy. So I just want to pray with you, or pray for you, let me say it that way, as this day starts. I know that so many people have such anxiety about what today, and the next few days will bring. So I just want to comfort you to let you know that God is in control over everything that happens. He is aware. He knows that all these things which we worry about, which may happen, we don't know. He is already well aware of it. So please do not fret. Do not worry. Be wise, though. That's the important thing. Be wise as you are out and about, because you just never know. People may be upset. One candidate wins over another, or just so many questions as to what may, could, would happen. So, family, as I come to you today, I am so thankful that God has given us another day that cast our votes to allow, our voices to be heard. I'm thankful that God has kept us through the night and continues to keep us through the day. So I pray peace over you as you move forward through this day. And family, please know and please stay encouraged as our process, trust the process that is getting ready to happen today and over the next few days. Trust the process. A lot of people fought and died for this process to happen each day. No one has control over this process. No one. except for the Electoral College. So please, please, please just wait. Just hold on. So Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We ask, we are so thankful that you have kept us through the night, that you have allowed us to see another beautiful day, Lord. And as we begin this day, as we have so many things that are heavy on our mind, not only about the election, Lord, but also our family. How is our family going to make ends meet? How are we going to keep a roof over our heads? How are we going to feed our family? But your word says that you are a provider, and we trust and believe that this thing in which you said you will do, that you will do. So we stand before you, Lord, with a humble heart, trusting and believing that your hand is upon everything that happens, because your word says that all things happen for the good of those who love you. And we believe that if you have just the amount of faith, which is the size of a mustard seed, that you hear all of our cries and you will allow every issue, every avenue, every facet that we are gone through to come out and turn out for our good. So, Lord, as we begin this day, we thank you. We thank you for just giving us this day. We thank you for keeping peace in our hearts, peace in our mind. Lord, want to just also pray a hedge of protection over those who are back in on the front lines, who are fighting this fight of COVID every day to make certain that our families are taken care of. Lord, those who have lost family members to this deadly disease, Lord, pray healing over them and continue to uplift their hearts as they go through this day. Lord, we just thank you. We continue to bless your name. We honor you. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Family, have a phenomenal day. Continue to stay safe. Continue to move about wise. Wear your mask. I know a lot of people don't like to wear your mask, but wear your mask. It not only protects those around you, it protects yourselves. Social distancing, please keep that in mind. And also stay warm. Family, God bless you. Continue to stay encouraged through this whole process. Oh, and by the way, shout out to Tap Jam Enterprise for doing my intro. Thank you. Family, have a great day. We'll talk later. Bye.